Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we are continuing on to the fourth part of Shiras HaZinu by the Aliyah of Shishi, Perek Lamed Beis, Posuk Mem. Ki Yisrael Shamayim Yodi ve'amarti chayonuichi le'olam. The Posuk is describing a shvua that Hashem Yisborach is making. When we human beings make a shvua, we hold on to a Sefer Torah, and when we're nishba b'shem Hashem, the idea is we're saying, just like Hashem lives forever, that's a true fact, so too the following I'm about to say is true. And when Hashem Yisborach makes a shvua, how does he do it? He holds on to himself, kaviyochol, and he says, just like I live forever, so too the following is true. Ki esoel shamayim yodi, says Hashem Yisborach, when I raise my hand to the sky, to hold on to myself, kaviyochol. And I make a shvua v'amarti chayonuichi lo'olam, just as I live forever, so too we're about to see in posuk mem aleph. Says Rashi, ki esoel shamayim yodi ki v'achorin api, because my anger on the goyim that did terrible things to klal Yisrael. Eso yodi el atzmi b'shvua, I raise my hand to hold on to myself, kaviyochol, when I make this shvua. V'amarti chayonuichi loshen shvua hu, ani nishba, that just like chayonuichi, so too, what I'm about to say in Posuk Mem Aleph. Im eshanoisi berak chalbi v'zichiz b'mishpot yodi, oshiv enokom eletzaroi v'lim sanai ashalem. The word im is referring to a shvua. I swear that I will sharpen the blade of my sword until it shines. V'zichiz b'mishpot yodi, and my hand will hold on to judgment. I will drop the rachmonos. No mercy on the goyim that did the bad things to Klal Yisrael. Judgment. Oshiv nokom litzoroi. I will return a revenge, a vengeance. I will take revenge from my enemies. V'lim sanai ashalem, and I will repay all those who hate me. Says Rashi, m'shanu sibirak chalbi, im ashanein eslahav chalbi, lema'an heyoish leborok. I swear that I will sharpen the blade of my sword until it shines. V'sirchiz b'mishpot yodi le'oniach milas orachamim b'oy v'esheireyu lochem. I will leave, I will drop the mercy on the enemies that did bad to you. Before we saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the goyim to punish Klal Yisrael for their chatoim, says Rashi, that's true, asher ani kotzavti me'at, v'heim ozru l'ro. I was angry a little bit at Klal Yisrael. I wanted to punish them in a certain measurement, but the goyim did way and beyond what I asked them to do. V'sirchiz yodies midas ha'mishpot, and therefore my hands will hold on to the midas hamishpot, the judgment, to take revenge from the goyim. Oshiv nokom. The following Rashi is darshaning the beginning of the posuk. Im shanisi berak chalbi v'sicheiz b'mishpot yodi. The drash is learning that this berak chalbi is not referring to the blade of a sword, rather the spitz, the point of an arrow. And normally, when you shoot an arrow, that's it. It's out of your hands. It's out of your reach. You can't take it back. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although he shoots the arrow, he's in complete control. V'sicheiz b'mishpot yodi, he could hold on to the arrow and return it if he'd like. Says Rashi, lomdu rabbi seinu bu'agodom etir loshna mikro she'omar v'sicheiz b'mishpot yodi, and the drash is understanding that Hashem is holding on to the arrows. Lo yid k'midas bosov odom midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like a human being. Midas bosov odom zirek chetz ve'ini yochel ha'ashivoi. A human being, when he throws an arrow, he can't return it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu zirek chitzav v'yesh b'yodoi la'ashivam. He can return them. Ke'ilu echazam b'yodoi, as if they're in his hand. Shari borok hu chitzoi. The word borok over here, according to this drash, is referring to arrows. Shenemar kan berak chalbi v'sicheiz b'mishpot yodi. V'amishpot haze loshen pur'onusu. It's a punishment. And afal pichein v'sicheiz b'mishpot yodi. I hold on to these arrows of punishments, even though I sent them, I'm still in full control of them. Posuk mem beis ashkir chitzai midom v'chalbi t'ichal basor midam cholol v'shivyo miroish paroish oyev. Says Hashem Yisborach, I will make my arrows drunk from the blood of the enemy. V'chal b'tuichal bosor, and my sword will eat and consume the enemy's flesh. Why will this happen to the goyim? What did they do to deserve this? Midam cholol v'shivya, because of all the blood of Klal Yisrael that they spilt, v'shivya, and the captives that they took. Meroish parois oyev, and they're going to be punished for their ancestors' bad actions also. Meroish, all the way from the beginning. Parois oyev, from what the enemy broke into Klal Yisrael and did service to them. Says Rashi, Ashkil chitzay midom ha'oyev. I will get my arrows will be drunk from the blood of the enemy. Their flesh. Why? Midam, because cholol v'shivya zois tihiye lohem me'avoin dam chalele Yisrael, from the blood of Klal Yisrael that they spilled throughout the generations. V'shivya sheshovo mehem, and the captives that they took from them. Meroish parois oyev. Mipesha tchilas pirtzo Yisrael oyev, from when the enemy first started causing tzovish to Klal Yisrael. Kiksha HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra min ha'umois, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the goyim, puiked aleim avoinom, their aveirois va'avoin aviseyem, their aveirois of their ancestors, me'reishis pirtzo shepotu b'Yisrael, from the first time that they broke into Klal Yisrael and caused them tzovish. Pozug mem gimel harninu goyim amoy, kidam avodov yikoyim, ונקום יושיב לצרוב וכיפר אדמוסוי עמוי. And at that time, the goyim will praise Klal Yisrael for staying faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the trials and tribulations of the Golus. And while HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take revenge of all the blood of his servants that were killed throughout the generations, v'nokom yoshiv letzorov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take revenge of all the goyim that stole from Am Yisrael, stole from Klal Yisrael. V'chiper admosoi amoy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appease his land, Eretz Yisrael, and his nation, Klal Yisrael. And how does he appease his land, Eretz Yisrael? By bringing his Amoy, by bringing Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. That appeases both of them, both Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, Aninu Goyim Amoy. Lo Yusi Azman, Yeshabchu Hoiv, Dikachov, Mes Yisrael. They're going to praise Klal Yisrael. Ru'u Mashivcho Shel Umozu. Look how praiseworthy this nation is. Shedovku v'akadosh bochu, they attached themselves, they cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chol atloi shavu aleihem, no matter what happened, all the trial and tribulations that went, where they endured, they always stuck to him, v'lo yazavu, and they never left him, because yoydim hoyu b'tuvoi v'shivchoi, say the goyim about Klal Yisrael, they knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu tuv v'nishvach, that he is faithful to us, and therefore we are faithful to him. The pasuk doesn't talk about the spilling of the blood, but that's what it means. Kemashmoi. V'nokom yoshiv letzorov ala gezel v'ala chomos. Because the nokom about the dam was already said. Kidam avodov yikoim. What's this? Another revenge? Must be about something else. The gezel v'ala chomos, but they stole from us. K'nyan shenemar mitzrayim l'shmomo tihiye ve'edoim l'midbar shmomo. Tihiye, why? Mechamas bnei Yehuda, because they stole. Boimer mechamas achicho Yaakov. V'chiper admosoi amoi v'yefayes admosoi v'amoi. He will appease his land and his nation. Alatzori she'ovru aleihem she'osu lehem ha'oyev, for all that the enemy did to them. V'chiper et loshen ritzui upius, to appease. K'mo yachap rofonov. When Yaakov sent the matonos to Esav, he said the reason is achaproponov, he wants to appease. Appease means anchine lerugze, to calm his anger. V'chiper admosoi, umahi admosoi, how do you appease a land? The answer is amoi. Kesha amoi misnachamim, when Klal Yisrael is comforted by also misnachemis, his land is also comforted. Hashem, you appeased your land. And how did you appease your land? By returning the captives of Klal Yisrael. And now Rashi is going to go back to learn two other pshatim in part of the Shira, starting from Posuk Chovov. An Eitza Toivo, instead of flipping back and forth to see what Pesukim Rashi is talking about, I would suggest you get yourself another Chumash and have the Pesukim in front of you as we read through this Rashi. Rashi is going to bring down a machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya and the Sifri, how to darshan these Pesukim from Posuk Chavov until the end of the Shira. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's darshaned about Klal Yisrael, and according to Rabbi Nechemya, it's darshaned about the Goyim. Rashi in his first pshat mostly learned like Rabbi Yehuda, except for Psukim Chovtes, Lamed, and Lamed Aleph. There Rashi went with Rav Nechemya's pshat. I don't know why Rashi made that combination in the first pshat. Could be Rashi felt that that is more pshutei shel mikra, I don't know. But I'll go upon him now. Rashi is going to quote the two shittos that Rashi did not mention above. Rabbi Yehuda is going to darshan everything on Yisrael, except for one pasuk, as we'll see. And Rav Nechemya is going to darshan everything keneged umos ha'olam. Says Rashi, Befonim achirim nihi nidreshet besifri. In the Sifri, this shira is darshan two other ways. V'nechlu kupo Rabbi Yehuda v'Rav Nechemya. Rabbi Yehuda doiresh kulo keneged Yisrael. V'n Rav Nechemya doiresh kulo keneged umos. Rabbi Yehuda doiresh klapi Yisrael household. We're going back to pasuk Chovov. Omarti af ehem ashbiso me enosh zichom. Kamu shepirashti ad vole Hashem poal kol zois. Psukim Chovov and Chov Zayin, Rashi is not touching. That's identical to what we learned above. Posuk Chovov omarti af ehem, I thought to destroy them, to turn them into peya and to hefkel, to be angry at them. The two pshatim we saw above. Ashbiso me enosh zichom, says Hashem, I thought that I will obliterate their memory from mankind. Posuk Chov Zayin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is in brackets. Above we learned, according to Rashi's pshat, that Psukim Chov Zayin, Chov Ches, Chov Tes, Lamed and Lamed Aleph, those five Psukim are in brackets. They're all talking about the Goyim, that Hashem wanted to destroy us, if not for the Goyim, what they would say. Rabbi Yehuda is also maskim that there is a short bracket over here, namely Posuk Chov Zayin. Hashem would have destroyed us if not lulei kas oyev ogu, if not for the anger of the enemy that was stored up inside of them, and they would attribute their winning over us penya nakirut zoremoi. They would attribute it to their strength, to their gods. Penyemru yodenu romo vole Hashem pal kol zois. Adkan identical to Rashi pshat. Here's where it goes different according to Rabbi Yehuda. Above we learned that posuk chovches chovtes lamed lamed aleph. Rashi learns. Is continuing to talk about those goyim that will take credit for their winning over Klal Yisrael. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, we finished the brackets at the end of Pasuk Chov Zayin, and now we're talking about Klal Yisrael until the end of the Shira. Ki goy oyvad eitzois heimo is not referring to the goyim like Rashi's original pshat. It's going back on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is ovdu toirosi. They lost my Torah. They destroyed my Torah. They did not keep the Torah. Shilohem eitzo nechoino. It's a proper way. A proper way to live. But they dropped it. They lost it. Ve'ein bohem tvuna klal Yisrael has no wisdom lehisboinen to think into. Eicho yirdoif echod mina umois elef mehem. How could it be that one goy could chase 1,000 yidden? Im lo kitzura mechorom. If not for the fact that their rock, capital R, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has sold them, has given them over into the hands of the goyim. Posuk Lamed Alev, Kiloi Chetzureinu Tzurom, their rock, lowercase r, namely the goyim's Avodah Zarah, is not like our rock, capital R, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, there's no competition at all. So how could it be that they managed to chase Klal Yisrael? Must be that Klal Yisrael did Averois. All this, akol k'moish pirashti atachlisoi. And the rest is Rashi, I don't have to repeat, because I already told you from Posuk Lamed Beis and on, Rashi explained it, like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's all talking about Klal Yisrael. Now Rashi is going to go to Rabbi Nechemya's pshat in the whole Shira. Rabbi Nechemya dursho klapei ha'umois, ki goy oivad eitzois heimo, k'moish pirashti tchilo ad v'oivenu plilim. This is what Rashi learned above in his pshat, that it's referring to the goyim, all that was in brackets. But according to Rav Nechemya, there's no need to put brackets. Because starting from Posuk Chov Zayin, Lulei Kas Oyev Ogu, it switches to the goyim and it continues. Until the end of the Shira, it's all talking about the goyim. So no brackets necessary. So to sum up the brackets, Tikkun Torah. According to Rashi's Pshat, Posuk Chovov is telling us Hashem wanted to destroy us. If not for, here starts the brackets, what the goyim would say. And the goyim, they're not very intelligent. Luchoch me'askilu zois, eicha yirdoif, etc. The brackets end at the end of Posuk Lamed Aleph. According to Rabbi Yehuda's pshat, the bracket only covers Posuk Chov Zayin. And that's talking about, if not for what the goyim would say, Pasuk Chof Ches until the end of the Shira goes back to Klal Yisrael. According to Rav Nechemiah, starting from Pasuk Chof Zayin till the end of the Shira is all talking about the goyim. Says Rashi, Kimi Gefen, Sdoim Gafnom, not like Rashi's Pshat, according to Rabbi Yehuda, referring to the actions of Klal Yisrael, that they did Averois and they grow bitter grapes like Sdoim. Rather, Kimi Gefen, Sdoim Gafnom, Shel Umois, the Goyim's actions are terrible. Umishad Mois Amoiro, like the fields of Amoiro, Volo Yosibu, Yosimu Libom Litlo Isagdulabi, continuing the theme of Pasuk of Zion. They won't attribute it to me because that's what goyim are. An noveimoy invei roish. The goyim grew bitter grapes. And what did the goyim intend to do with those bitter grapes? It says Rashi, Yushomar lulei kas oyev ogu. The enemy, the anger of the enemy is stored up in them. Al Yisrael, they're angry with Klal Yisrael. Ilam ulam rigom. They want to poison them and give them bitter grapes, bitter wine, and other tzoros. Because that's what the goyim wanted to do to Klal Yisrael, anoveimoy invei roish, they wanted to feed Klal Yisrael bitter grapes, namely tzorois, lefichoch ashkelois meroroish lomoy, says Hashem Yisborach, they will get that in return, lehalit oisam, to feed them al masha osu lebonai, to feed them the wine of bitter clusters, that's what they did to my children, to Klal Yisrael. Posuk Lamed Gimel, Hamas Taninim Yeinom, Averoish Pesonim Achzor. Rav Nechemiah is continuing to darshan about the goyim. The goyim will get their pu'onus in the form of the venom of snakes. That's what their wine will look like, venom of snakes. Averoish Pesonim Achzor, and the bitter venom of a cobra. Muchan Ashkoisom, Al Mashoisim Lohem, ready for them to drink because they what they did to Klal Yisrael. Posuk Lamed Daled, Alo Yehu Komusimodi, Chosume Beoitzeroisoi. Komusumodi, that cup of Puranus, ready for the goyim, is hidden with me, Oisea Kois. Komushinema Kikois Biad Hashem, it's waiting in Hashem's hands till when he decides to give it to the goyim, to punish them, to take revenge from them. Posuk Lamed Hei, Lina Kome Veshileim, Laista Mutraglom. Lino kome veshileim leist mutraglom ki koroi veyoim edom vechosh asidois lomoi. Says Hashem Yisborach, my revenge and payment is waiting to pour it on the goyim. Leist mutraglom, when their feet falter and slip. Ki koroi veyoim edom, once I decide their downfall is going to come, it's going to come quick. Vechosh asidois lomoi, what's intended to them will come quick. Says Rashi, Leis Tomut Raglom, Kunyan Shenemar Tir Meseno Rogel. I'm not exactly sure what Rashi wants with this posuk. This posuk in Yeshaya is referring to that when Melech HaMashiach will come, his regel, the regel of Melech HaMashiach, Ragli Oni Pami Dalim, the regel of Melech HaMashiach in Klal Yisrael, will trample the goyim. Does Rashi mean to tell us that this Tomut Raglom, the Raglom is the legs, the feet of Klal Yisrael? I'm not sure how that would fit into the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, Tomut Raglom, their feet will falter, referring to the Goyim's feet. So, and maybe it's a drash Rashi is making over here. I don't know the Pshat Rashi. Pasuk Lamed Vov, Ki Yodin Adonoi Amoi Val Avodovis Nechom, Ki Yireh Ki Oz Las Yod Ve'efes, Otsur Ve'ozuv. Rashi points out two differences in this Pasuk, from the original Pshat according to Rabbi Yehuda, and this Pshat according to Rabbi Nechemiah. In the original Pshat according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ki Yodin Hashem Amoy meant when Hashem will do all this, namely punish and give Yisurim to his nation, then Valavodo Visnechom, he will have a change of heart, change of mind, and to do good to them. But according to this Pshat, all the Psukim before were talking about the Goyim. So according to this, says Rashi, according to Rav Nechemiah, Ki Yodin Hashem Amoy Beloshen Zeh Meshamesh Ki Yodin Beloshen Deho. It's not when, rather it's because. Because Hashem will judge his nation to fight our battles from the enemies, that's why the goyim will be punished. Ve'en Yodin Loshen Yisurim, according to this Pshat, Yodin doesn't mean Yisurim punishments. Rather, Elo Kemoy Kiyori Vesrivom Miyadu Shkeim. Hashem will fight our battles, judge our judgment from those who assaulted us, namely the Goyim. because Hashem will see, or when Hashem will see, when the goyim's hand went too far over us. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, who is talking now? The enemies will say, according to this prophet, it's a shame kodosh. Who is the God of Klal Yisrael? Titus Arosho, Kshegider das Aparoiche. Chazal tell us Titus Arosho stuck a knife in the Paroiches of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and blood came out. And he said, where is their God? Why doesn't he help them? My enemies should be covered with embarrassment. The enemies that told me, they ridiculed us, asking, where is our God? Why is he not helping us? This is all part of the enemy's statement. Where is their God, the true God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael gives him his korbonoi, Klal Yisrael gives him the yain on the Mizbeach, the rock that we take shelter in. Where is Hashem? How come he's not helping them? Posuk lamed tes re'u ato, ki ani hu ve'ein Elohim imodi, ani omis v'achaye, mochatzti v'ani erpo, ve'ein miyodi matzil. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take revenge from the Goyim, then says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Goyim, Re'u ato sinau ki ani hu. It was I who gave over Klal Yisrael into your hands and allowed you to torture them. It wasn't your strength, it wasn't your avodah zarah's koyach. Ani omis v'achaye. I am the one who kills and gives life. Mochatzti v'anielpo. I am the one who crushed and heals. Ve'ein miyodim matzil. None of you goyim will be able to save yourselves from my punishment when I want to punish you. Says Rashi, Ruato ki ani hu oz. Kshigat le'akadosh baruch hu yeshu yosoi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal his salvation to Klal Yisrael. Hashem will tell the enemies, Re'u ato ki ani hu, me'iti bo saleim aro. The bad to Klal Yisrael came from me, u'me'ita tovu aleim atoiva, the goodness also comes from me. V'lomo tolisem agvura ba'avleichem avochem, why were you toile the strength in your avodah zarah and in yourselves? Ve'in miyodi matzil mi shi'atzil eschem min aro, asher ovi aleichem. Who's going to save you from the bad things I'll bring to you? Posuk me ki esoel shomayim yodi ve'omarti chayonichi le'olam. According to Rav Nechemiah, this posuk is not that Hashem Yisborach is making a shavua, like Rashi said in the first pshat according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, Hashem Yisborach is saying ki esoel shomayim yodi does not mean a hand. Yodi means my place. My place is in Shemaim. In other words, I'm up on high. Whoever is higher than the lower one has the upper hand and is stronger. Says Hashem Yisborach, I am stronger than you. I am higher than you. So how come I don't punish you right away? Because I'm not in a rush. Since I live forever, I'll do it at my own pace. I'll do whatever I want to do. A melech boss of Adam that wants to take revenge, he knows that he's immortal, eventually he's going to die. And if he wants to take revenge of his enemies, he's got to do it before he dies. But Hashem doesn't have that problem. Says Rashi, Ki Yisrael Shomayim Yodi, Kamoi Nososi. The Loshon Eso is future, but says Rashi doesn't mean that. I am always there. Tomid Ani Mashra Mokom Shchinosi B'Shomayim, Ke Targum Er Targum Sems, as I'm always in Shomayim. What's the idea? Even if you have a weak one on top and a strong one on bottom, the lower one is scared of the upper one because whoever's higher has the upper hand. Surely when the stronger one is up on high and the weaker one is down below, surely the weaker one should be scared of the upper one. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have an advantage, I'm on top. Yodi, according to this pshat, does not mean hand. Rather, mokoim shchinosi, the place of my shchina where I dwell. Kemoi ish al yodoi, which means a place. Voyobi yodi liporem mikem, I could punish you whenever I want. Avalo malti, shechayo noichi lo oilom. I live forever. Eini memar lifroya, I'm not in a rush to punish. Lefi sheyesh li shehus badovo. I got plenty of time. Ki ani chay lo oilom. Uvedoi roiso achroinim ani nifra mehem. I will take revenge and I will punish them in the later generations. Vayecholis biyodi lipora min ameisim u min achayim. I can punish the dead and the live alike. Melech bosov odom shu oilech lomus. Memar nikmose lipora mechayo. Either he or his enemy may die. He didn't see the revenge. If they die, and I won't punish them when they're alive, I'll punish them after they're dead. And I don't have a problem of dying, because here again, according to Rav Nechemya, this is not a continuation of a shvua. If Posuk Mem was not a shvua, Posuk Mem Alef is not a shvua either. So what is the lashon of im, according to Rav Nechemya? Says Rashi, how be im yei she'enem tluim? If im is a shvua, so it's a shvua, and if not, so usually means if, but that means it's a possibility that it won't happen. Says Rashi, there are ims in the Torah that are not dependent. Namely, even though it sounds like if, that it may not happen, but it doesn't mean that. Rather, it means, when I sharpen the blade of my sword until it shines, and my hand will grab onto the mishpat, the judgment, I will leave my mercy. Here, from here on, it continues the same pshat, as Rashi said above, according to the first pshat. Ad kan shiras ha'azinu, rabo yisai, let us chazer the shira together and read along with me with a gishmak. Ha'azinu ha'shamayim v'ada beiro v'sishma ha'oret imreifi ya'aroiv kamoto olikhi tizal katal imrosi kis irim alei deshe v'chir vivim alei eisev ki shem adonoi ekro havu goydel leiloyheinu hatzur tomim po'oloi ki chol derochov mishpot Eil emuno ve'ein ovel tzadik v'yoshor hu shicheis loy loy bonov mumom doirikesh uvsaltoy lehal adoinoy tigmelu zois am navol v'loy chochom haloy hu avicho konecho hu osecho v'ichoy nenecho zechoyer yemoyz oylom binu shenoyz doir v'doir sh'al avicho v'yageidcho zekeinecho v'yoymeru loch והנחיל אליון גויים בהפרידוי בני אדום, יצב גבולויס עמים למספר בני ישראל, כי חילק אדוני עמוי, יעקוי וחבל נחל עושוי, ימצואי הוא בארץ מדבור, ובסוי הוא יליל ישימוין, יסוי ובן הוא יבוין, עיני הוא יצרן הוא, כאישוין עינוי, כנשר יאיר כינוי, על גוי זולוב ירחף, יפרויץ כנופוב יקוחהו יישואהו על אברוסוי אדוני בדוד ינחנו ואין אמוי אין נחור ירכיבהו על בומוסי אורץ ויכל תנבויס סודוי ויניקהו דבש מסלע ושמן מיכל משצור חמאס בקור וחלב צוין עם חילב קוראים ואילים בני בושון ועתודים עם חילב כליוי שחיתו ודם עינוב, תשתה חומר וישמן ישורון ויבעוט, שומנתו אוביסו כוסיסו, ויתוי שלא יעשוהו, וינבל לצור ישו עשוי, יקניעוהו בזורים בסוי אבויס יכעיסוהו, יזבחו לשדים אלוהי אלוהיה, אלוהים לא ידעום חדושים מקורוי ובואו, לא יסרו מבויסיכם, צור ילודך תשי ותשכח אל מחוללך, וירד עינוי ואין עוץ מכעס בנוב ובני סוב, ויאמר אסתיר אופני מהם, אראה מוח הריסום, כי דר תהפוכוי שהמו בונים לוי אמון בום, הם כנעוני ולוי אל כי עשוני בהבליהם, ואני אקניעם בלוי אום בגוי נבול אכיסם, כי איש קודחו ואפי ותיקד עד שאול תכתיס, ותויך על ארץ ויבולו, ותלהט מוישדי הורים, אספה עולי מוירו אוי שחיצי אכלה בום, מזי רעוב ולוחו מרשף וכתב מרירי, ושן בהימויס השלח בו ממחמס זריחה ליופור, מחוץ תשקל חרב ומחדורים אימו, גם בחור גם בסולו יונק עם איש סביבו, אמרתי אף איהם אשביסו מאנויס זיכרום, לולי כעס אויב אוגור פן ינקרו צורי מוי, פן ימירו יודינו רומו ולא ידוינוי, פועל כל זויס כי גוי יוודי צויס הימו, ואין בוהם את תבונו לו חוכמו יסכילו זויס, יובינו לאחריסום איכו יודוי פחוד אלף ושניים יוניסו רבבו, אם לא יקיצורום מחורום ודוינוי הסגירום, כי לא יחד צורנו צורום, ואויבינו פלילים, כי מגפן נסדוים גפנום, ומשדמויס אמירו, ענובי מוי, הנה וירויש, אשקלויס מרוי רויס, לא מוי, חמאס תנינים יינום, ורויש פסונים אחזור, הלוי הוא, כמוס עמודי, חוסום באויצי רויסוי, לינוקום ושילי מלאי סתמות רגלום, כי קרוי ויום אדום וחוש אסידויס לא מוי, כי עודין אדוינוי עמוי ועל עבודו ויסנחום, כי ראה כי עוז לסיוד ואפס עוצור ועוזוב, ואומר אי אלוהי מוי צור חוסוי ובוי, אשר חילב זבוכי מוי חילו ישתו יין נסיכום, יוקומו ויעזרוכם יהיה לכם סיסרו, ראו עתו. כי אני הוא ואין אלוהים עמודי, אני עומס ואחיה, מוחצתי ואני ארפו, ואין מי יודי מציל, כי אסור אל השמיים יודי, ואומרתי חי אנוכי לעולם, אם אשנויסי ברק חרבי, וסויחי במשפט יודי יושיב נקום לצרוי, ולים שנאי אשלם, אשקיר חיצי מדום, וחרבי תיכל מסור מדם חולול ושביו, מרויש פרעויס אויב, הרנינו גויים עמוי, כי דם עבודוב יקוים, ונקום יושיב לצרוב, וכיפר עד מסוי עמוי.